foil.
Foil makes me think of opening my freezer the other day and finding a giant plastic cup with a piece of foil covering the opening of it, and it fell open and fell out of the cup, fell a gigantic hornet about 7 inches long in length. And it was frozen solid, and it was next to my tortellini. That's what you get for living with a biology major. Foil.
Foil.
Foil. Foil. Foil. Foil makes me think of Snidely Whiplash. Foil again. Always foiled again. Makes me think of supervillains in general and think, why don't they just shoot Batman in the face repeatedly? Superman, here's an idea. Lex Luthor seems to have an unending supply of kryptonite. Make kryptonite bullets. Hammer them into Superman's forehead, because he can't move when he's around kryptonite now, can he? Spider-Man? Once again, see? Shooting. Captain America? Shoot him. Wonder Woman? Shoot her. The Flash? Okay, the Flash is going to be tricky. You need to trip him and then shoot him. Foil.
Foil. Foil makes me think of, the fencing club, or the curious lack thereof at my high school. For some reason, my high school didn't think it was a good idea to teach us to fight with swords. Let me tell you something. A child who's out there fighting with a sword, especially a fairly thin, pokey, irritating one like a foil, but rarely a lethal one, that's a child who's not on the corner dealing drugs and shooting guns. I support things like teaching kids how to fight with swords and teaching kids how to box and teaching them how to wrestle. Because they're not selling drugs. And those are very limited, outmoded methods of violence. So, you kind of get it under control. And my high school didn't do that. And as a result, I'm looking at 20 years to life. Foil.
Foil.
Okay, Ramingo. I need you to get on the ladder.
Okay, I'm going.
Climb to the top of the house.
Yeah.
And put your end of the rubber band on the top of the rubber band ball.
It's real tense. I don't know how much more slack we can get.
Don't break the rubber band.
I'm trying not to. Got it. This is better than sex.
I know, Ramingo.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, Ramingo, you knew making the world's largest rubber band ball would not be an easy pursuit.
Oh, I knew.
It would not be a pursuit that ended anytime soon.
You know, those lame bastards down the block who are like trying to make the world's biggest pizza ever. They really suck. That thing's just going to go sour and spoil before, mold.
You're not joking, Ramingo. When we chose rubber bands, we chose wisely.
Oh, you.
And I want to thank you for being my partner. And believe me, when the paparazzi come, I will not forget your name, Ramingo.
Hey.
It's you and me.
We're in this together.
You and me together. Until, of course, I get really greedy and the money is too good and I sell you out.
Yeah, but you're just kidding there.
Hello. Today I doth barely burst from the soil like a newborn sheaf. Dost thou wish to share with me my jelly rolls? 'Tis my first day here in this new, strange school of secondary education. Verily, thou must be a prince by the royal regalia that adorns thy manly chest.
First off, you crossed my marigolds. Second of all, you're sitting on my zucchini. Third of all, you're getting soil in the flower bed. Those are prize-winning tulips. And if you could kindly remove your rotting corpse from my garden.
But that is Yorick. I knew him well. The lips that have hung near I kissed 1,000 times.
Okay.
He bore me on my back, I know.
Now you're creeping me out.
Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm overcome with a melancholy. But I know a hawk from a handsaw.
Yeah, well, right now you're on my hand trowel. and it's probably not in the most comfortable places. So why don't you climb out of my garden now?
Fair gardener, thou dost seem to be a man of infinite jest.
You want to see infinite jest? I'll show you infinite jest. Sorry. How about your pinky? Kind of came right off in my hand.
That is all right. A man scarred is a man marked.
That's very thoughtful, but disgusting. And you're still on my tulips. Do you want to come in maybe for a Miller or something? Some mead?
A mead? I thought it would be impossible for me to obtain mead here in this strange school of secondary education. School of height, as I believe you call it.
Yeah, this is Anderson Boulevard.
Yes, and this doth be the mighty home of J. Edgar Hoover High. And I shall drink with you until Phoebus Wheels bring his fiery chariot round once more.
All right, that's cool. Why don't you get that earthworm out of your eye socket?
So is there any way I could be on the diving team but not just be wearing shorts, Coach?
All right, listen. This is a diving team. We dive. We dive.
Well,
if it was up to me, boy, you'd be buck naked and hairless.
Okay, but seeing as how it's...
And then maybe you'd be on the diving team.
Based on that statement, you're saying that it's not up to you. And
hey, watch it! Stop with your adolescent pacing. You almost knocked over my bottle of Jack.
Well, I mean, just basically what I'm trying to say here is that in that the whole idea of us diving is that we fall, and falling seems to be just, you know, a natural function of what we do in relation to the ground, you know, and air. I could really fall very well, and in that sense, I could dive very well if I was wearing a shirt.
You have to fall gracefully, boy.
Yeah.
Diving's about cutting the air. It's about sculpting, and your medium is nothing less than oxygen. You must hit that water with nary a splash, boy. Come here. See this one hair on your chest?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That would send an errant splash of water that could send our team to the bottom of the rankings.
I spent like 5 years growing that hair. Who knows when I'm going to get it?
Listen, boy. Take off your shorts.
Oh,
this is no weird after school special, boy. Take off your shorts. I'm going to teach you a lesson about being a man. No! This isn't a weird after school special. Now take them off.
Okay. Jeepers, track and field.
Shut up.
Okay.
Now, you see how you're naked?
Yeah.
Stop your covering up. You're a diver, son. Be proud of your chiseled physique. Your manly pectorals. Your delts cut like the finest masonry. You are on the boys' diving team, aren't you?
Now.
Woohoo!
Rumingo!
Yo!
Hop up, front and center. Hop, hop, hop.
Okay.
We've got the uniforms in place. We are ready for the paparazzi to come, but...
Ramingo, Schloss and Schlinger. You think that your big, great, big rubber band ball is so wonderful.
Actually, I do think it's kind of wonderful.
Ramingo, it's the Evil Pizza Boys.
Oh,
yeah, well, guess what? We had specially made pepperoni. 14 feet in diameter! This is a two-scale pizza, boys! This isn't just some large pizza with small toppings. This is a large pizza made with large... We took an entire cow. Put it into a sausage grinder. Put that steaming hunk of bloody cow meat and hooves on there as one lump of sausage. 42 cows died to make our pizza. Not to mention all the wild pepperonis gathered from the plains of Uganda.
You guys think you're so bad. Well, I accidentally rolled over Mrs. Clemens' poodle when I was pushing the rubber band ball over. And
have you ever seen a pineapple 15 feet high? I have. I had to go to the deepest jungles of Hawaii. Nobody even knew they had jungles. Because it's a volcanic island. Nothing grows there. Everything's imported. They imported 15 foot high... But... Ham! You know how hard it is to find a pig that will yield Canadian bacon?
You guys think you're all that, but you're not. We got, like, red rubber bands and yellow ones.
We got a green one.
Yeah.
It's right, Romingo. Show them the green one.
It's kind of, it's really. Ow! Yeah. Right,
that'll leave a welt in the morning.
Yeah, eat that, pizza boy.
Here's a mushroom I gathered from Misty Magic Village. I'm going back to my pizza now. You rubber band boys have a good time.
Don't worry, Romingo. Their food substance is only temporary. When the moon sun comes, all the meat will turn raw and rotten, and all the vegetables will curdle into dry, shriveled balls of mush. The paparazzi will not know what to make of it.
Hey, wait a minute. Sloss and Sugar, give me my accent back.
Well, their meat's going to turn rotten anyway. I promise, Romingo, so don't worry.
All right, Schloss and Schlinger.
Just get back on the roof and put this blue one on.
You've never led me astray before,
so. That's right. And worst comes to worst, we have a giant, dense ball of rubber to crush them with.
Okay, I'll get working on the blue rubber bands.
Fair God! Dost thou see there upon that battlement
dude.
The ghost of my father?
I totally see your dad. He's like, what up? What up?
Oh, that this O2 solid flesh would melt. Give me another one of those mushrooms, gardener, and perhaps my face will melt off.
Dude, your face is already pretty patchy. Here, I'll just put this right over your nose.
Hey, oh, that's nice. Verily I doth traipse upon the breath of Titania, Queen of Fairies.
So you're saying you got some hot, fine hoochies from where you come from?
Verily, the hoochie is fine. Fine as the finest spring day. There was once a maiden, her name Ophelia, but the guys in the locker room called her Ophelia-me.
That's good. Boy, so then she went crazy. She went crazy on your jock, right? She went mad out of the lost fruit.
She, as you so aptly put it, went crazy for my jock. She wanted me so badly, and I was so smooth. She drowned herself in a laurel of flower petals.
But there was your mom, dude. You remember you were talking about your mom about half an hour ago? What's up with that? I mean, something, it sounds like.
No, we're just very close.
Jeepers, coach. I really don't like the cold water against, well, you know, going into places it doesn't normally go.
Listen, boy.
I'm now actually longing for the days in which I had shorts on. It's
get out of the pool.
Okay.
No, hold on. Hey, look, it's the girls' team. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Have you met my star diver, Reggie?
No.
Reggie, you may not want to put your hands on your face.
Oh, no!
Hi, Reggie, and little shriveled up raisin sack Reggie.
Oh, jeepers, coach. How could you do it?
I'm teaching a lesson, boy.
Why raisin sack Reggie?
What lesson are you possibly teaching me, coach?
Women are weak. They're a weakness. They're not weak. They're very strong. They're so strong they can tear your heart out through your nose. But they're a weakness, Reggie. Focus! Shave your butt. Spend your Friday nights shaving your bodily areas. Don't get involved with the girls. Diving is king, Reggie, and I've never seen a man who could jackknife like you can. You jackknife like I've never seen. I'll make the girls stop laughing at you. Stop the laughing, girls!
Sorry, coach.
Where did this accent come from? Give me another shot of Jack. Oh, there we go. Oh, sweet Jack.
Coach, thanks for the lesson. I'll see you at practice tomorrow.
All right, Romingo. We have drawn weary, and the day has drawn to a close. We must call it an evening.
All right, Schloss and Slinger.
Hey, listen, Schloss and Slinger, I told you to stop out of my accent without asking.
But it makes me sound like Schloss.
Damn it! All right, Ramingo, we're tired. We gotta get some sleep. Tomorrow, the paparazzi wave is gonna beat down upon us like... You know, like the...
Licky boom boom.
Excuse me, I was on my way home and I couldn't help but notice that you were out of sorts for a metaphor. So let me give you one. The paparazzi will rain down upon thee like the tidal strains of angry Poseidon.
That's good.
Can you have any hooch?
Hey, we got this bottle of Jack.
If you... Hey, these green rubber bands over here used to be around a bottle of wine. If you suck on them, you might be able to...
Oh, my God, I dropped all the rubber bands. I knew these rubber bands, Horatio.
Well, my name is Schlossensinger. Yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool.
My friends from school.
You don't look so...
What are you doing here?
You don't look so great.
Tell me you were not summoned by my father, the king.
I was not summoned by your father, the king.
You lie! Sweet Rosencrantz! Loving Guildenstern!
I think we're in trouble, Schlossensinger.
I think so, too.
I must go.
Well, thanks for the metaphor.
Man, I'm never going to find some school activity where I can fit in. Diving just really isn't my thing, and now all the girls think I'm dumb. Hey, you over there, do you know how to sing? Could you maybe, I could be in a band, I know how to play an instrument and...
What do you know how to play?
I could play...
The lute, the lyre.
I know a thing or two about lyres. I can play the guitar and you could sing in my band.
Well, do you have words for me to sing, maybe?
The band is called Diana's Diving Board. And we'll do songs about how girls treat me like crap. Oh, cool. We're going to be huge.
Ramingo?
Yes, Schlossenschlinger.
The wave of paparazzi is about to descend. Now I can use the accent freely.
Well, the pizza guys are distracted.
They are distracted. I can use my intellectual sounding accent without caution. Now remember, Ramingo, we have the biggest ball of rubber bands that have ever graced the earth.
Yes, yeah, I guess we darn tootin', yes.
Ramingo, grasp my hand firmly.
All right, Schlossenschlinger.
And a prideful shake as we gaze upon what we have created together, arm in arm, brother to brother.
Well, we're not actually brothers, but, I mean, you know, extended family going way back.
In a metaphorical sense.
Yes, absolutely.
And I will not forget you, Ramingo, when the paparazzi come waving their magical microphones and flashing their magical cameras. I will not forget you.
Good. Okay.
I will remember you to be the man that aided me in my journey to fame and success.
And purpose on this bleak...
All right, listen, Schlossinger, give me my accent back.
Oh, damn it! All right, Ramingo, we're going to be really cool, I promise, and I won't forget you.
I would hope so. I mean, you know, if the paparazzi are almost here, it's not going to be all that long of a period of time before, well, you know, and the drugs and all. And,
listen, pizza dude, step a little closer to my rubber band ball, huh? Just get under the little arc of it.
Ramingo, get behind
me. Look at the size of this anchovy!
It's fish! The sun is coming up!
All right, Masturbating Panda. Now, we are here to decide which of these exhibits set out in front of this neighborhood are the tops, are worthy of reporting on the morning zoo.
All right, I got the t-shirts in the back. I'm all ready to go.
Okay. Peek your head out the window. I'll peek mine out. The large-breasted woman who's driving can continue to do that. And let's see what this neighborhood has to show for us. Some amazing exhibits. Let's see.
Nice.
Yeah,
Sanderson. Sanders. Yeah. Or as you were known in Denmark, Sanderson.
Yes.
In Sin. You killed my father!
That's not all that amazing of an exhibit, I would have to say.
Take this blade. Oh.
Yes.
Duel me. For the honor of my father.
Did he say do me?
Oh! I can't do you! I'm a guy!
DJ Randy Sanders! My life for you!
Give me back my accent, masturbating panda.
And I'm really sad that you're dying.
Come with me, masturbating panda.
I will. Give me that bodkin! Come rotting corpse of some evil...
The morning zoo in the afterlife. It'll be crazy.
Our souls bound together.
Ring, ring, boom, boom, boom. No, jeez, nobody's. I don't have a singer for my band, or what? Nobody's even listening to me, and I'm a solo artist, and I can't legitimately give my band a name if I'm the only person in it. Then I'm kind of obliged to. Jeepers. Ring, ring, vroom, vroom, vroom.
Romingo.
Schlossenschlinger?
The paparazzi did not arrive. And we waited, and now it is dark.
But the fanfare and flourish that we so long have desired have not showed up.
But you do still remember me. That part is.
I remember you, Romingo, like I remember my own name.
Romingo.
Yes.
Tell me our efforts have not been in vain.
Our efforts have not been in vain.
I mean it, Romingo!
We crushed that damn poodle!
Thank you, my dear friend.
Alright, it's the last time I'm telling you, Schlossenschlinger. Give it back.
Fine, just take it.
Ring, 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 ring. Coach took all my clothes, even my shorts, and jeepers, I wish I had some clothes at very what's that abandoned van? It's got a radio station logo on the side of it, and ring, ring, ring. Open. Ooh! It's got wacky morning zoo shirts. It's ah, jeepers! It's the perfect size, and it hangs down a little, so it obscures the parts that shorts would normally obscure. Oh, I'm dressed!
Romingo, look towards the van.
Yes.
It is the scattered remains of my fame blowing in the wind.
Alright, that's it. This is my legless lawyer, and he's gonna sue you for both of you guys now for accent infringement. And the papers will be here tomorrow.
Hey, you guys got an accent? You want to be in a band?
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Oh, that was fun.
What a happy, happy ending. The naked guy puts some clothes on, and they all have a band, and there's a pizza for them to go eat.
And they don't play whack-ass Kelly.
My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Just so you know who to put on the legal writ.
That's Mark.
You have been listening to What Jail Is Like. We will be back next Sunday at 10 p.m. making it all up for another 2 hours of fantastic freaky comedy. But stay tuned to WEFT all week long. Get your pocketbooks ready, because next week is the first day of, our first show of the Fall Pledge Drive.
And I'm telling you, I swear, Lawrence will be strung up from the ceiling and we will whack him for every dollar you give us.
Hell yeah!
A whack for Lawrence.
So stay tuned for the chant show and get those pocketbooks ready, kids, because it's time for you to
dig deep.
Dig deep.
I'm out of here.
What jail is like?
Outside.
We outie.